our meditation is not only meditation eventually. You have to live your life. That means, you know, not many people know about what life is. The mind is very vulnerable. You need to be mindful. And then through the mindfulness, enable you strengthen, not strengthen your mind. I have to say strengthen your awareness. And because the mind by itself, it cannot differentiate what is truth and what is falsehood. And that means it cannot really differentiate what is good for you, what is not good for you. Our minds simply do not know. And however, it takes tremendous amounts of mindfulness, changing the programs in the mind. And I already told you before, so you always have challenges in life. If you have a physical body, you have a challenge. Be mindful, you notice all that. The most important thing is, as you more mature, you notice your mind plays tricks on you all the time. And then it actually scare you all the time. And something not happening, you're worried and anxious about tomorrow. And then some negative programs in your subconscious and conscious mind, you haven't got a clue. But they continue, okay, to wreck your life continuously. And without mindfulness training, basically, the human race got no chance. As I raise, not only you, individually. We are fearful. We can be very aggressive. We defend and we attack. Not necessarily strangers. We don't attack strangers. Because it's very unsafe and dangerous to attack strangers. What happens then? You attack your close people surrounding you. That means you're attacking your own world without noticing it. Of course, some of us is being termed spiritual. Spirituality is go hand in hand with being kind and non-violence. What happens then? People suppress their emotion, their anger, and then they attack themselves instead. That is a classic. Spiritual student is a classic because, you know, if you just learn yoga, the first limbs of yoga is non-violence. So we don't attack people. Usually we attack ourselves. We have a very, very hard time. And basically all this, without mindfulness training, or rather awakening and being mindful about your mind, so you got no chance. Some principle of psychology, how our mind works. Very simple. What I see is real. But then it needs tremendous amounts of not wisdom. Awakening, you notice, is your mind moving? That makes your world real. And, of course, we being a human being, we all have moodiness. Moodiness. Without any particular reason, you have a body, so the body will go down, go up, feel good, feel bad. And then we quite often misidentify ourselves as this body, the condition of the body. Quite often, people ask you how you are. How are you? So sometimes it's a nice, pleasant gesture. But quite often, we ask you, how's you doing? How's your story? How's your body? How's your temperature? Do you like the weather? Do you like the food? How's the entertainment? The work okay? Is it paid well? That's what we ask about how are you. But truth is not really, okay? The truth is how peaceful you are and how happy you are determined your state of mind. So it takes tremendous of searching to notice that. It really depends on my state of mind. But it takes long, long time because we respond and react so fast. And we really believe somebody can make you feel threatened. Circumstances happen. Without even happening, you already feel tense up. And let alone not many people live in the present moment. And they cannot differentiate what is a present moment or what is a past moment. So you can see this. And then 7 billion of us living on the planet Earth like this, we have a problem. Basically, we don't really need political reform. We need spiritual awakening. And what I'm trying to say is a lot of government and political changes, the world is still the same, basically. And the whole thing is people don't realize it's the mind doing it first. Projecting outward, and then we see the world. And we're trying to fix the world from outside. So this center, the mind center is in here. The mind center. So this is called the third eye. It's a kind of famous third eye. And Yoga Sutra talk about third eye when it has become one, a whole. And then you can perform miracles, something like this. But basically, it's very simple. If you can steady your mind at one point, it won't attack you for a while. If you can. But just one point, so simple, isn't it? I mean, you know, politician, just focus on one point. And then the world will be okay. Why? Because, you know, the egoic mind stop for a while. It's very simple, okay? You don't need to argue. You quiet the mind, instantaneously, you know, is there truth in it? Is there truth in it? So you said, what is truth? A life-supporting presence is truth. Life-supporting presence. So that means very simple to live life. Is it supporting you? Now, there is a very, very common, very interesting question if you ask. When we say what is the highest good is support life. The first limbs of yoga, the yama, talk about nonviolence. Basically, it means be kind. So that is the first one. And then, of course, you know, the Ten Commandments, I think, is the third one, okay, after, you know, there's only one God and so forth. So don't kill. And then, okay, the Buddhists always said, okay, you know, don't kill. Why is it? Not a behavior. Not trying to stop your behavior. It's impossible to ask human beings not to kill. Because the attack mechanism is inbuilt. Sometimes it's an evolution. You know, if you observe evolution, it's survival is number one. Security is number two. Sets follow. Depends on hunger or sets follow. Depends on which one is prominent at any given moment. So, and then afterward, then we then talk about human desire. Survival then, okay, evolution is right up to your spinal column. Survival at the base of your spine. How secure you are, again, you can see this, coming back into money. Any kind of, you, if you have a body, itself want to survive. And it want to feel safe. It want to feel safe. And without money coming back, it's feeling unsafe. Feeling unsafe. It's inbuilt. So it's much better, as we said, okay, bring yourself with more qi. Qi means life-supporting force. And then the fear instantly disappear when you can hold the qi at the base center. Instantly disappear. Regardless, you got money in the bank or without money in the bank. So the money in the bank things actually is in your mind. Nothing to do with real things. So fascinating about, you know, to save humankind, you also have to understand humankind. Save humankind basically saving you. We all feel that, see? Seemingly, you know, threatening, we will losing some money. Instantly, we feel fearful. Instantly. And any time if we have capacity to earn more money, we instantly feeling stronger. It's a psychology. It's not the real thing. So you can see this. So we can manipulate our mind. You are the master of your mind. So that means you can change your mind. That is changing the mind. Direct your mind is changing your mind. And then fear will be no more. It is a tremendous amount of discipline over your mind. Of course, over your mind is not easy. Can you see that? I said control and master your mind is up here to your third eye. And then ego, the mind also is being termed the egoic mind, individual mind. And then one of the most fundamental fear is, will I exist? Can I survive? Not only physical survival, it's I survival. So you can see it's very hard to rise above it. It's in the mind program, by the way. So thus, we call this program is an egoic program. So everybody, you know, the most important words in English is not free. Free is number two. Most important word in advertising. It's free. Buy one, get one free. If you buy one, 50% free. It's a my game. The most important word is not free. The most important word is you. In marketing, advertising, communication. Reinforce the me. Very difficult to transcend that. All spiritual students notice that. So you suddenly you have the base center, then rising up to transcend. So when we talk about the third eye, when you steady it, so you can see that no money, you're not steady. So my then, okay, is always coming back into the fear, I got no money. And that means it associate, okay, what, I will lose something. I might not be myself. I might not be alive. You know, my landlord will kick me out, and then, you know, nobody will like me. My lifestyle will change. It's everything. All this, okay, you can see that it's three base center. The base center is not really the mind. It's an energy and the mind together. Energy and the mind. You have to be conscious about the qigong exercise you do, standing under the tree. Even our meditation, there's one thing for common. We cultivate energy. When you got more energy, fear no more. And then I also notice more positive energy, the more positive mindset. That is revolutionary. It's a common sense, but revolutionary. I tell you why. Because not many people cultivate positive and good energy. Not many people. It is a conscious choice. Something else. Your movement is not mechanical anymore. Your movement have life force in it. And then when you do this, okay, when the movement have life force in it, you notice your mind do not attack you so much. Very important. Positive energy, you don't have to change your mind. Your mind automatically changed. So that means if you're in the peaceful and also this environment for prolonged periods of time, you become more harmonious person. There's no doubt about it. When you're reaching a level of peace after the meditation, for example, and then I notice your intellectual mind cease to work for a while. That means the mindset become calm. And also, you know, a lot of research about the brain during the meditative state. Is everything calm down? And also the self-life, okay, starting to rejuvenate by itself. So there's a side effect for longevity, health quality and longevity. So understand about the mind and the energy relationship. They go hand in hand together. And for example, you're trying to direct your mind to do a project or even trying to change your mind for something better. If you do not have the corresponding energy, it's very seldom you can achieve that. So the willpower, personal willpower is good, but not good enough. So you need some energy. Interesting. So again, it's an energy and a mind together. So your mind have the potential to produce miracles. Basically, can do healing and do miraculous things. You can achieve everything you set out to achieve. But you need to corresponding energy to achieve it.